MRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this phone segment is brought to you by Worth
Blah, 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 blah.
The ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. You know how I am with multitasking. Call us with your LEAR 20 tip or anything else that's on your mind, and we'll talk. 888-RADIO 30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
And if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of any eBay radio player and submit it through email. And someone just did that. Griff?
So I promised that I would explain how the look back would work.
Yeah.
And I hope I get this right, because we talked about it on the folks at in the webinar that I was a part of were talking about this, and I just want to make sure I get it right. But on the launch date in February, the look back for those who are on a 3-month look back, that is, you sell less than 400 items every 3 months, your look back will go back to the date of the announcement, which is either September 10th or 11th. I forget which one they landed on. And that's the new look back for those people who are on the 3-month. I mean, not the 3-month. They're not on the 3-month look back. You're normally on the year look back. You sell less than 400 items in a quarter, and that means your look back period is 12 months. It'll only go back to September 10th. For those people on a 3-month look back, you'll go back to just the last 3 months, because there's no change for you. Now, I'm pretty sure I got that right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we got an email from Forrest in Lakewood, Washington, known as Hulk Caller 1. You know Hulk Caller 1.
Oh, yes.
Hi. What does eBay use to determine the order of showing listings when a keyword is put in search? They used to show ending soonest. I did a search for one of my products, and there were 2,000 plus listings, and mine showed up on page 9.
Well, the default, unless the user changes their default view, which you can do in your search preferences, the default is best match, which is not overall time oriented. Items are listed according to a algorithm that takes five major factors into consideration, and those auction items that are returned are usually interspersed. They used to be interspersed by time ending soonest, but now it's a little bit more complicated. So they too are more or less subject to the same rules as fixed price. I'm not going to pretend it's not complicated. It is. But the things to be concerned about are price, and that includes price and price of shipping, if there's a broken out shipping cost. Relevancy, which is actually even more important. So the item has to be relevant to the search that the buyer is conducting. Seller performance is another factor, where you stand on the seller performance scale. Are you top rated? Are you above standard? Are you below standard? Top rated may give you an incremental boost, all other things being equal. Below standard will definitely be something that will push you closer to the bottom of the list. And then there's a really important factor for fixed price listings, where there's a multiple quantity in the listing. And that's called, traditionally at eBay, the sales and impression ratio. So the number of sales that you've made of a fixed price listing will help boost it in best match. I've seen this with sellers that everything else is equal, and they say, well, why am I lower than this seller? And on a deeper dive, the seller who's priced at the same price point and who is above you, again, all of the things being equal, it's because they have sold more, and the sales record of a listing helps boost it over those items where there might not have been as many sales.
Makes sense.
Right. So the competition factor there, if you're selling primarily fixed price listings in multiple quantity, is that you compete with all your might so that you can sell on the price end, and that will over time move you up slowly in best match.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ed and PJ from Hernando, Florida, sent us email. They're known on eBay as *Lil_Bit_of_Texas. Little Bit of Texas.
Little Bit of Texas.
Exactly. We have called 3 times and no one can help. Please find us an answer. We no longer have a way to calculate shipping charges when listing items.
Wow.
We only have a policy option to choose from. In other words, it asks for box, size, weight, etc., but nothing to hit to calculate the shipping cost or which source to use, USPS or FedEx. We've lost money on our last several sales due to listing the item from our policy, which is way too low. Please get someone to tell us seniors what to do to correct this problem other than saying, it's our computer. We have 3, and it's the same on all 3. 2 are Windows 10. Thanks, Ed and PJ.
Well, I need a little bit more information, because what it sounds like is, when you create a listing on eBay, if you're using the old form, which is the form that it's called the Sell Your Item form, and it's the one with all of the options for listing, and it's the one that I recommend for sellers who sell regularly. If you're using that, the shipping section there, you choose a class of service. There's nothing in that segment or section that lets you on the fly calculate shipping. It's not possible because what you're doing is you're providing all of the information needed to calculate except for one thing. And that's the buyer zip code. And we won't know that until the item is listed. So what you provide upon listing is you choose your class of service, and then if you're doing calculated shipping, and that is in this same section, if you're in the add shipping details section, you choose calculated from the drop-down list. So again, at the top of the sell your item form, the section for add shipping details, under U.S. shipping, there's a drop-down box. You can choose flat, same cost to all buyers, or calculated cost varies by buyer location. So make sure that you're choosing from that drop-down box, calculated cost varies by location. Then you can select a class of service. For example, you got all the USPS and a few FedEx and one UPS service there, and then your handling time and blah, blah, blah. And then when you go down to the package details, you got to fill those in regardless if you're using calculated shipping as opposed to flat shipping, because we need to know how much the package weighs and the size of the package in order for us to provide the calculated shipping cost to the buyer. And that differs depending on the buyer who's looking at your listing, if they're signed in and where they're located based on the information they provide to us for shipping. So their zip code and your zip code are the determining factors for distance, and then the class of service, and then the package size, which makes a difference today, and the weight. And those things all working together provide the buyer the calculated shipping of the exact cost for that service. But again, the start of the process means that you have to choose calculated from the drop-down list at the top of that section. By default, it will oftentimes show flat. You just have to change it, and then you'll be okay.
I just sent this over to you, Griff, so you can kind of look at what he's saying.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Okay. So we've received another one. This is from Jake in San Clemente, California. Known on eBay as
Jake from San Clemente. What are you wearing, Jake from San Clemente? Well, she sounds hideous.
I love that commercial.
It's a huge hit. It's become like a pop culture meme.
No, I love that commercial. Let me see. He's known on eBay as, you ready for this one, Griff?
Yeah.
Join the Escape. I like that one. Hello, Lee and Griff.
Yes, hello.
Is there anywhere sellers can find a list of official abbreviations / acronyms for use in a listing title? For instance, in the cycling category, searching MTB will yield results that have mountain bike in the title, but do not have MTB, and vice versa. This also works for No Reserve and NR.
Well, there used to be. Let me check. I don't know if we still have it on the site. It used to be in the help pages under something called eBay Glossary. And I don't, you know, I don't think it's there. Oh, here we go. eBay acronyms. Okay. So if you go to, now I'm going to give you the URL, and it's going to be long. So get ready for it. Go to ebay.com/HELP for help. Then another /account, and then another /acronyms.html. I'll do that again, so in case you're writing it down. Go to www.ebay.com/help/account/acronyms.html, and it gives a list.
Spell acronyms for me.
ACRONYMS.
Okay, good.
Right.
All right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a list of eBay acronyms. A lot of them are there.
Oh, there's my goo, gently used.
Is goo under? Yeah, goo is there.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the ones for M, like MIB, MIJ, MIMB, MIMP. Let's see if Pimp's here. No, Pimp's not here, but it could be added at some time.
And Ho is not there either.
Ho will be, Pimp and Ho will be together, as they often are.
Oop is there, out of print.
Out of print is a big one. Ook isn't there. Ook should be there. O-O-K.
Which is?
One of a kind.
Oh, that's important.
Well, and it's very important for those sellers of one-of-a-kind custom merchandise, so... What fun that is.
So there you have it. ebay.com/help/account/acronyms.html.
This open phone segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Coming up next, the last segment of today's show. Don't miss it here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit Roadie.com.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Carigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread if the customer responds. You have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 336.
Being successful takes work, and there are no quick fixes. Marcia Collier is the best-selling author of the eBay and Social Media for Dummies series and is known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C. She offers this tip.
If it's a work day, keep working and don't go and look. Maybe I can buy a fix. Maybe I can buy an app that's going to make my life so much easier. First of all, you have to know how to use the apps, which means you have to take time and study and research and realize, is the app really benefiting me? And the same in social media. The bottom line is, keep something listed on eBay. Stay in the game.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
And And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated Seller Hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
My, where does the time go? Today's final segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. So it's been 2 weeks since we came back from eBay Radio vacation, and somebody's done something to the space-time continuum.
What?
Well, because time actually flies too fast.
It's true.
So I want to know who's been messing around with it. Do I have to go talk to another eBay engineer who's overstepping his bounds?
Oh, my God.
Get your finger off the space-time continuum button.
Well, you can check out the eBay Radio Seller Events calendar in the meantime.
Well, that's always
fun. It's located under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You just go to ebayradio.com and click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then find the Seller Events calendar under Seller Resources. Click on the event's name to get a pop-up window with all the info. We're going to be doing that in just a minute or two. So, Griff, are you getting a lot of questions or what happened when, okay, after the event and everybody comes back and you came back from your vacation, were people coming up to you at eBay saying, oh, you missed a great thing, we missed you?
Oh, you mean like rubbing salt into the wound?
Yeah,
there was a lot of that. I had to bring my own salt. It was great. No, people were really good. And my colleagues made it very clear that you and I were missed because they
aww,
did hear
that's
it.
Sweet.
So, you know, the people who work here at eBay, they're the nicest, most fun, smartest people in the world. They make life interesting for me. Can you imagine? You know me. Do you think I would survive this person, this, you know, wannabe artiste? Do you think I'd survive in a corporate atmosphere for as long as I had?
No.
It's because of the people.
You wouldn't. It's true. And, you know, just having that nuclear physicist on the other day.
The astrophysicist.
The astrophysicist, excuse me, taught me a lot about eBay employees.
Yeah, that was great. You never know the story behind the story, so.
I know. It was incredible, actually.
No, the people here are so fantastic.
So are we ready to do the events?
Hit it, babe.
All right. So tonight, the 22nd, Tuesday from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Savillo's, Long Beach, California, is the SoCal eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. Building and growing your social media selling reputation. And of course, the contact details are our buddy at Woohoo Depot. Featured speaker will be e-commerce and social media maven Kat Simpson. Yay! So that's going to be tonight.
Oh,
Right here in Southern California.
Yeah.
Also tonight. That's the only one tonight. Sorry about that. Okay, so tomorrow, the 23rd, Wednesday, the New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup, bringing research to Q4. So it's taking place at 5:30 p.m. tonight at the Roundabout Diner Lounge, 580 U.S. Highway 1 bypass, the Portsmouth Traffic Circle in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And the guest presenter is going to be Will Seipel, CEO of WorthPoint. Always a good guy to get to know, by the way.
Absolutely.
And then on the following day, which is Thursday, September 24th, 6 to 8 p.m., 55 Broadway, New York, New York. Speakers will be thrifting expert Jason T. Smith and WorthPoint. The cost is $5. So that's going on at 55 Broadway, New York, New York. Also, the same evening, Thursday evening, is going to be the Adelaide eBay Sellers Meetup Group, How to Buy and Sell on eBay. It's taking place from 6:30 to 8:30, Australian Institute of Management, 180 Port Road in Hindmarsh. Then on Friday, it's the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group. We heard from him today. Our friend Tom Sutton is the organizer. It's from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eaton Park Restaurant, 245 East Waterfront Drive, Homestead, Pennsylvania. And then on the 29th is the Bay Area e-commerce, eBay and e-commerce sellers group. Fall seller update, questions and answers with eBay staff. Organizers are Nancy Nelson and Sherry Gilson, and begins at 7 p.m. tonight, and it's at eBay headquarters, 2065 Hamilton Avenue, San Jose, California. It's all about the recent seller update, and eBay staff is going to be there. Are you going to be there for this one?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, you need to go home and rest sometimes.
Yeah.
You do. And then just want to make a couple of notes about next month. There's a really big one going on, the 16th and 17th, the Ecom Chicago Conference and Expo. And that's in Chicagoland area eBay and e-commerce sellers group, Friday the 16th. That's October 16th. And Saturday, October 17th, Belvedere Banquets and Conference Center, Elk Grove Village, two-day conference with a lot of interesting speakers. So you might want to hang out in Chicago on that day.
Hanging out.
Yeah, exactly. So, Griff, what are you going to do today? What do you do the rest of the day after the show?
Today I'm working on, I've got one quick meeting, and I'm working on a proposal for doing something here at eBay I can't talk about. And
you're going to get a proposal from me also, by the way.
Well, yeah, but that's just something I have to prove. That's nothing.
Yeah.
And then that's it. And then I'm going home.
Okay. Well, it's been a great day. Nobody guessed the word. We're going to have the same secret word again next Tuesday.
I think we should.
It was such a good word.
You missed it.
Yeah. Betsy says, can't believe nobody's found the secret word. It's really hard to overlook. Check out Griff's newsletter here, but it's a little too late if anybody called in at this point. So we'll have to do it for Tuesday. Well, I want you to have yourself a good weekend, or a good 2 days before
yeah,
I
we'll
see you again
Thursday,
on Thursday.
Don't jump the gun there, babe.
No, I won't. I love to come and do this radio show.
Of course you do.
I do.
It's your whole life.
It is just about. I enjoy it.
Same here, babe.
Okay, honey.
See you then, sweetie.
Yes, you will.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
This segment was brought to you by
ShipStation. Bye,
honey. Like Lee said, we'll be live Thursday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check us out then. eBay Radio is produced by Royce Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's MiloDesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.